The following content is intended for people who are blind or Brent impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Cable One is a Bluetooth-enabled, Braille-inspired keyboard designed for phones and tablets, making it possible for people who are blind to control these devices without lugging around a bulky keyboard. Joining me this month is Frank Van Welsness to talk about this amazing device, along with a new product called Speech Labels. Frank, welcome to the program, and did I get your name right?
Yes, I'm surprised by how well you pronounce it. This is one of the best I've ever heard from some of the Netherlands. That's impressive.
Well, thank you. I try not to butcher people's names.
Chris, first of all, thanks. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Freek van Welsness, which is a incredibly difficult Dutch name. All your screen readers will read Freek van Welsness, but it's Freek.
Can confirm.
Yes, and I'm the founder of Habel. So I started Habel, a company for assistive technology, around almost seven years ago now. And I started this during my student days. So when I was still a student, I studied industrial engineering here in the Netherlands. And so I have a background in technology, but I also come from a social background. So I have two siblings with disabilities. My parents work with people with disabilities. So from a super young age, this has always been around me, and I've always been fascinated, especially about technology and assistive technology and how it can assist people, but also how technology can be like a huge barrier. So Habel was something that just came natural to me during my student times. Like we found this problem about a person who was struggling with a smartphone, who was visually impaired, and it kind of all started and from there. And yeah, without me knowing it, at some point I had to start a company and yeah, so many things happened after. But that's me. I have kind of like a background of both social and technology brought together.
So your siblings are actually kind of the catalyst of what got you to form, I guess, first develop the Habel and then develop the company as well.
Yes, that's correct. I would say my siblings and my parents as well. Really, I think this was so ingrained in our childhood and without me knowing, it's something that really formed me.
And after all these years, it still amazes me how someone will come up with an idea to help out a family member or a friend that winds up helping so many other people.
Yes. And we went through the exact same steps. So we developed this for a specific person, the first ever version of Habel. And while we were doing it, we realized we had to test it with more people to get more feedback and to realize what was needed. But while we were doing that, they asked us, now we also want to have this. And kind of all of a sudden you realize, oh, but this is something for more that could use it. And then, yeah, you kind of roll into this, into the next steps and start a company.
Incredible. Let's go ahead and talk about the Habel One. What is it and how is it benefiting people who are totally blind?
The Habel One is what we started with Habel. And the Habel One was developed because we were developing this for someone who was blind and who really struggled using the smartphone, specifically with voiceover enabled. They really struggled with typing on a smartphone. It was just slow. The swiping features were slow. Dictation didn't really feel private. So they said there should be a more easy way for me to operate a smartphone with a screen reader. And that's why we developed the Habel One. So what it is, it's a really small, tiny keyboard, a Braille keyboard that connects with smartphones or tablets. But it's a little bit different than a keyboard that you're used to. So instead of a keyboard that you would place down on a surface, this is a tiny device that you hold in the air. So how you can imagine it, it's around the same size as a phone. It's a little bit smaller than most modern phones, so it fits in your pocket. And then imagine the Braille back typing. So the typing on your smartphone, when you type on your screen in Braille with the buttons facing away, with the screen facing away. That's how you can imagine the Habil One. So it is like the phone in screen away mode, where you press the buttons towards yourself. So on this device, I have on one side, I have 8 buttons, and every time I press them, I'm pressing them towards myself. So I'm holding the little Habil One, the product, in the air. On there, I can type anything in Braille. So I use a combination of the buttons to type in Braille, but I also have buttons to navigate the screen reader. So swiping forward, swiping backwards, moving around the screen, that's all in the device. So essentially how it works is I have my Habil One. I connect this with my smartphone. This can be iOS or Android or a tablet. It doesn't really matter. I turn on my VoiceOver or TalkBack, and with the Habil, I just control everything. So I type, I navigate, VoiceOver, I do everything, and my feedback is still coming from the phone. So the audio from the phone or from a Bluetooth earpiece. And that's how you use it. So it's a way to use your smartphone a lot more easy, a lot faster, more convenient with physical buttons. And we're now at a stage where I think we have close to 10,000 people that use the device in more than 40 countries around the world. And that's where we started and what we developed first.
So if I understand you correctly, you can simultaneously pair both the Habil keyboard and a speaker or headset to the same device at the same time.
Yes, that's correct. Because a lot of our customers, they actually use the Habil One while they're outside or while they're in the train or when they're in public transport. So then the ideal way to use it is to have your Habil One in your hands and you just have a Bluetooth earpiece or a on-bone headphones that you use. So that's where the feedback comes from.
You mentioned the devices that it is compatible with. If you would, just list them again for me real quick.
Yeah, so it's compatible with both Android and iOS and both tablets and smartphones. And then there's also a list of more special devices like an Apple Watch. It can work with an Apple TV, but mostly people use it for the smartphone or tablet.
That's interesting. I never would have considered using it for something like a TV or a watch.
Yeah, and it's because you can quite easily switch. It's super convenient because like typing on an Apple TV, it can be quite frustrating, same for a watch. And the device, how it works, like from a technical standpoint, it works like a Bluetooth keyboard and not like a Braille keyboard. So that allows us to pair with way more devices and it's that to be more efficient in the communication with those devices. That's why we can also connect to those.
Good to know. Let's talk about some of the key features of the Habil One. What are they?
The big thing that stands out, first of all, is the ease of use. And this is something that's always a little bit hard to explain. And you kind of have to have a Habil One in your hands to understand this. But a lot of thought has gone into making it very easy to learn to use a Habil One. And some examples of this are how you navigate around your phone. So we have the basic shortcuts. So if I type the H in Braille, if I hold the H down, it becomes a shortcut for home. So H for home. I have a F for find, N for notifications. So there's a lot of these shortcuts that are in more Braille devices. So that's something that's just convenient. But when it comes to navigating your phone, for example, swiping forward, we have an interaction that's a little bit different. So to swipe forward, I would hold my left function key. So it's a big button on the left. That's also my backspace. And I would tap my right function key. And every time I tap it, I swipe forward. That interaction is the same for swiping forward in my character. So when I'm editing text, and if I hold that same button down and then press the button to the left of it, so button 4, I would actually tap per word or per sentence. So there's a lot of things in there that make it super easy to learn. You don't actually have to remember all the characters. You just have to remember the type of interaction. So that's also what we see a lot when people start using it. They're always surprised by how fast they're able to use everything on the device. So not just typing, but also navigating around the phone, your route or your text the thing, quickly using, going over web pages. That is, I think, the key thing about the Habil One, where it's super easy. And because you type with physical buttons, it's way easier to allocate where everything is. So that ease of use is, I think, a key aspect of the Habil One. And a second big thing is the part where it's just super mobile. It fits right in my pocket. It's smaller than most newer smartphones. And the battery will last you months and months if you use it for multiple hours a day. So it's really built to use a lot. And even when you're outside or even when you're going somewhere, because you don't need to put it down on a desk or a surface. I think those two combined are the key reasons why people use it. And then, of course, typing on this is faster than if you would type on your screen itself with VoiceOver or with TalkBack. So that is a big reason why people also get it. I think those are the main features of it.
Being partially sighted, I learned to type on a QWERTY keyboard. Have you seen instances of other people who are partially sighted and maybe no Braille benefiting from using the Hable one?
Yes, actually, quite a lot of people who are with low vision also use the device. And actually, a big portion of them learned Braille just with the Hable one. That means just typing in Braille. Of course, you don't learn to read in Braille when you use the Hable one, just because it's just input. Mm-hmm. But there's a huge group that use it because it's a lot faster for them to type this way, especially when you get the hang of it. It's super fast. Your fingers don't have to go off the buttons; they stay on the same buttons. So you can imagine how fast you can type at a certain stage. And then if you even learn grade two, so typing grade two, then it's even faster. Like, you cannot compete with that if you're typing grade two with the Hable. So yeah, there's actually a quite a big group at this stage of low vision users.
I never would have figured to use it to learn to type in Braille.
One of the main reasons it works so well is because you have instant feedback. So if I type something on the Hable, of course I hear VoiceOver or TalkBack say the letter back to me. So if I type it wrong, I hear it's the wrong letter. Mm-hmm. So it's super fast for you to learn like typing. If you're just in a notepad and you just get the instant feedback all the time, it's every person comes into our company, so even all the interns that work with us, they have to learn to type on the Hable. And generally, it's a few hours, like 1 or 2 days, and it's not a full day, 1 or 2 days, and they can type on it. And it takes a bit longer to get fast, but it's really quick.
That is incredible. That's really cool. If someone is interested in learning more about the Hable, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, I think the best place to find everything about Hable is the Hable One is our website. It's imhable.com. That is all the information is there. Hable spelled Hable. Anyway, that's where all the information is. But if you're interested in getting a Hable One, there's also a lot of different vendors in the United States that distribute the product. It's on Amazon as well, so there's a lot of different places where you can actually order one or find more information about it.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. We've been talking with Frank Van Wilsness about the Hable One, a keyboard designed to connect with various Bluetooth-enabled devices. If you don't mind, I want to switch gears now and talk about something new that you've come out with called speech labels. What are those?
Yes, I'm very excited to talk about speech labels. So speech labels is our new product. Speech label comes from the kind of the vision that we as Hable built over the last years. So we started with the Hable One that we just talked about. And we realized that as a company in this domain, we need to do more. Just a single product, it's great. We have so many users. We make a lot of impact. It's been a really good start, but we want to do so much more. We feel like there's so many more challenges. There's so many more things we can do. But there's also already a lot of great companies out there that are working on amazing devices. So we said, well, what's really lacking in our domain, or where do we see that there's most need? And we feel that there's not that much innovation in the more affordable assistive technology space. Most people focus on really super innovative devices, but that are often out of reach for many people. So instead, we want to focus more on the more affordable assistive technology. That's something that generally most people will be able to afford themselves without outside funding. So this is a bit of a backstory. That's where speech label comes from. So what is speech label? Speech label is essentially a combination of physical labels, stickers, labels, tags, with a free application on your phone. So the speech label app on your phone that is free. What it does is it allows you to label things around you. So I have labels that, for example, are an NFC label. So that means that I start them by tapping them. So if I tap this label with my phone, with my speech label app, I open the label and there I can add any information to it. So I can write information, I can write a title, or I can add a voice note. I save it, and then the next time I scan this label, this is the information that pops out. So what would I, for example, use this for? Imagine in a kitchen setting. So if I have different spices, they all look the same, they all feel the same, and I can add speech labels to all of them. I just say what it is. So one of them is oregano, one of them is basil, one of them is salt, pepper, and I tag all of them and I scan them with my app. So next time I scan them, it comes up. And you can do this in your own voice. You can do this written. So it really depends on what your preference is. Now, what makes this unique? Because there are more solutions out there. So what makes this unique? One of the things is that we have two types of labels. So we have NFC, which means that it works by touching it with your speech label app, which is super easy because you just touch it. But the technology is a little bit more expensive. The second option is that we also have QR codes. They're a little bit different than normal QR codes, but let's say QR codes. So you scan them with the speech label camera. They are super sensitive. So even they're optimized for people with low vision or no vision, so they can still scan them. And when you scan them, again, the label pops up and you can edit it and add your information to it. So by having two labels, we have a bit more of a price range. So we can make it a bit more affordable even in large bulk quantities. And the other side is that the app will always remain free. So there's only the cost of getting the labels, and there's no cost of paying for the app or any subscription. That's always free for everyone. And then what is really cool with this is that our labels, you can make them private. So if I create them, I can make a private label, but you can also actually make them public. So if I make a label and I set it to public, if someone else would scan this label, they get the same information. So in households with multiple people, in organizations, we have it on our products. We actually add the manual in the label. You can think of next to a coffee machine with instructions, next to meeting rooms with instructions. There's so many more applications that people can use this for. So that's what's unique about it. So it's a labeling system where it works together with your smartphone and you just get the labels to label anything around you that you want.
That is totally awesome. I love it.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So you said it works with smartphones. Can you also use it with a tablet if need be?
Yes, also the tablet. Yes.
Okay, and is it available for both Apple and Android?
Yes, it's available for both Apple and Android. It also works across devices. So, for example, the sharing, you can share from an Android to Apple and the other way around. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And you mentioned, the clothing, the buttons to put on clothing. I assume those are washable?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so indeed, so the buttons for cloning, they are something you can sew into your clothes, and they work with NFC. So I touch them, and they can go in the washing machine, in the dryer. Actually, all the labels, so also the other variants, which are stickers, they can all go in the dishwasher, they can go in the freezer. So yeah, they're high quality labels.
That's very cool. How easy is it to change a label's contents?
Yeah, it's super easy. So you can reuse the labels as many times as you want. If you scan a label, you can just press an edit function. And if you edit it, you can add new information, remove the old information, whatever you want to do with it. So you can, yeah, edit any label infinite amount of times that you want. And you can access it by scanning them. Or there's also like a library, so a list in your app with all your labels from where you can change them.
What are some of the options available for people to purchase the speech labels? Because I know you've got some packages, so what are they?
Yes, so there's four types of labels. So there's two NFC labels, which is on one side the stickers and then the buttons. And the buttons are for clothing, so you sew them into your clothes. And then we have two types of QR codes. So there's thin, tiny ones, and there's bigger epoxy QR codes. So these are like your high-end QR codes you can also like put outside and that are a bit more for the high end. So there's four types of labels, and we have five types of packages. So we have one starter pack. This starter pack has all of the labels in there. So it has five thick QR codes, five NFC buttons, five NFC stickers, and 25 of the tiny QR codes. It's your starter pack. So if you don't really know which one to get, I would always advise getting the starter pack. This has everything. You can try it all out. And then we have individual packs for all the different types of labels that you might want. So then I would always advise, if you don't yet know what you want, get a starter pack. And then afterwards, you can kind of see, hey, this is my preferred sticker, or these two are my preferred ones. And you just buy them in bulk. And you can get them also again on our Hable website, but they're also again available on Amazon. So it really, yeah, depends on what you prefer.
Okay, cool. Good to know. And I want to circle back around to the Hable One real quick. What mm-hmm. when someone makes a purchase for one of those, what will they get?
Yes, when you purchase a Hable One, you get, of course, the Hable One sort of device. Next to it, you get a lanyard strap. So there's a wrist strap that you can attach to the Hable One, so it's around your wrist, and you get a charging cable. It's a USB-C charging cable. That's what you get in the package when you order it.
Good to know. I didn't even think about asking that while we were talking about the Hable One, and then it hit me while we were talking about the speech labels. If you don't mind, let's go over again all the ways that people can purchase the Hable One, the speech labels, and learn more about all of this wonderful technology that you have.
Yeah. So the best way to find out more information about the products or to purchase them is directly via our website, which is imhable.com. Here you find everything about all our products, about the Hable One, about speech label, already about some upcoming products that we are working on. So that's where you find all the information. But we also work with many of the larger vendors in the United States. We also have the products available on Amazon. So it really depends on what your preference is, where you want to get the products. But all information, the easy way is our website, where you can also reach us directly. So if you have questions, you can talk to our team who can assist you with any questions you might have.
That is awesome, and it never would have dawned on me to go to Amazon to look for these. So that's very helpful, because I know if you know most people like us, you know, we do just about all our shopping on Amazon. So every day there's a little truck that pulls up and drops something off.
perfect! You can throw them right in.
Yeah, exactly.
You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.
We are talking with Frank Van Welsness about the Hable One and their new speech labels. And Frank, here in the States, the conference/convention season is getting ready to swing into full gear. I was wondering, do you have any plans to attend any of the national conferences and conventions here in the States this summer?
So we did visit CSUN in March. So it's a few weeks ago mm-hmm. we were there. We are now planning some of the next conference group we'll be heading to, but I think this year there will be less conference than normally that we attend because we are so busy with the development of more products. Mm-hmm. But next year I think we'll be at many, many conferences because then we have a whole range of things we would like to show there.
Awesome. Do you want to talk about any of those new products?
One of them I can talk about.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, so the newest addition that I can already share will be, it's called Stacktiles, and these are tactile stickers. So just tactile stickers, so there's no technology, but they are quite special because the technology to make them is super unique, and they are super high-end tactile stickers that we 3D print. Yeah, if you feel them for the first time, they're incredibly unique, so we can make them in any kind of shape, form, and they're high contrast colors. So how we describe them is that they're the next level bump dots. So bump dots are something that in one form factor, but we can make an infinite amount of form factors, and we have them combined with Braille. We have them just for like a washing machine. We have them for utilities. We have them for keyboard covers. So we have a bunch of these coming out, and they are I'm super excited about these. We showed them at CSUN, and the response was incredible. And the cool thing is that they are, they're again like super high quality. So they can go in the dishwasher. They work through touchscreens. So if you have like an inaccessible device, you can put this on the touchscreen and press through it so you can find the right button. They will last a very long time. So they're like, yeah, your next level bump dots for if you need a bit more detail to identify what is what.
That is awesome. And as a user of bump dots myself, that sounds really impressive and exciting, and I can't wait to give them a shot.
Awesome. I think they will be available in the United States around end of May. That's what we are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Quite fast.
Awesome. That is totally cool. Is there anything else you would like to add that I may have missed?
I always feel like I talk so much. I think we covered most points. But maybe one thing to add is, if anything I'm saying was unclear, if any questions, we'd love to interact. So you can always reach out to it. I think that's the best. Like, anything is unclear. If you don't know, is it for me? You can always reach us. We're from Netherlands, and we're famous for being very direct. So also, if we think this is not the right solution for you, we will just tell you. That's how we work. So
you can always ask us. I was going to say, and that's great, because sometimes, you know, people need to hear, okay, I don't think this is going to work for you. I've tried devices that somebody said, hey, I think this would work for you. I think it's going to be great. And I'll try it and go, nah, I don't have enough vision for it, you know, or my vision is my blind spot is right where you have to look to mm-hmm. be able to use this device. And that's the thing about assistive technology. Not everything is going to work for everyone.
Exactly. I think this is such a crucial point, because there is no silver bullet in accessibility. Like, there is no one thing that just works. So, and for us also, we rather not recommend something that we don't think will work for you, because it will not be fun for you and for us, because we have to get the product back. You will be frustrated. So we're like very open what we think if it's a fit. So we actually prefer that people just reach out like, hey, I'm not sure if this is for me.
Yeah, and you know, speaking just for me personally, I actually have more respect for a company or sales rep who says, this is not going to work for you. That really endears me more to a company or person than them just trying to make a sale. So thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. For me, it's a long-term versus short-term, and I rather have people who are happy with our products than have to people who cannot use it anyway.
Yeah, and I'm also, you know, For me, I'm also more likely to go, hey, if I hear of somebody who's looking for something, you know, I'm more likely to go, okay, so I know of this company or this product, and it didn't work for me. It probably would work for you. So, you know, again, thank you for being willing to tell somebody, I don't think this is going to work for you. So that's awesome. Thank you for that. Well, with that being said, I'm going to thank you very much for your time. It was appreciated. I enjoyed this.
Chris, thank you so much. I also really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
In case you missed it earlier, the website address is iamhable.com. Their email address is support@iamhable.com, and Hable is also available on all major social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. I would like to thank Frank once again for his time. It was greatly appreciated.
We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's something you'd like covered in a future episode, send an email to techtipspodcast@gmail.com. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech Tips is available online by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have questions or comments about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org or give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.